Hey people, we are back 2 weeks later again. Damn it. Yay!
Woohoo! We're back 2 weeks later. Ayush has already said that. Why am I repeating stuff?
We're lazy. It's only once in 2 weeks now. But people are still like, oh, fir se naya aa gaya.
I know.
It's fine.
So anyways, we were busy doing new shit. We were doing MUN. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun experience. Ayush is the loner. He didn't do it.
Yes.
And also
Ayush has also expressed his views on people dressing up in formals.
Yes. No, like people in general, like just people.
Yeah, right, just
like,
people.
He's like, females in formals look so good, all of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, Tharki.
Doesn't matter. That is a charm. Like everyone in formals, they look amazing. That's a fact. You guys gotta admit it.
I mean, they do. I agree.
Yeah, and then I rejected.
Let's not bring that on the podcast.
I was like, I told Anvi that, oh my god, everybody's looking hot. And she's like, yeah, you know what, Anuja, everybody is looking hot. Look at you. And I was like, Anvi, what was this? She's like, I'm practicing. I said, for what? Being my girlfriend? And she's like, okay, let's stop this. And I'm like, sorry, I'd be not interested.
Yeah, so Anuja rejected me outright just
twice.
Yeah, twice. It's very embarrassing, guys. I am hopeless. But I mean, it's just, I don't know. What am I talking about?
What are you talking
buzzword.
Wait, what? What?
Oh
what did
my
I
god,
say?
Buzzword, Anvi. So Anvi said just.
Wait, is that my buzzword?
One of them.
That is one of your buzzwords.
Okay, so for everyone listening today, we're doing a fun little format so that it's fun for us, it's fun for you. We basically have buzzwords written for each of us when we say that word in a sentence while we're talking. We have this Jenga thing set up, so we'll have to pick out a tile and do the truth or dare, whatever we get.
We also have like 6 custom tiles.
As like a penalty. Yes, we also have 6 custom tiles.
Which, Anvi, you put them on the bottom.
Anvi,
the juicy things need to be on the top. What have we discussed?
I said I'll pull those out. Now, Anuja, you can't force me to pull out stuff, okay?
Okay. Do what you want, present.
So, we're doing, I guess. Wait, but just. Wait, do I say just a lot?
Right.
Yes, you do.
That's what we assumed. So, now you gotta do the Jenga.
Really?
Yeah.
Pick out a tile, Anvi.
Like, just.
Okay.
You lovely piece of shit.
Hey, shut up. Wait, okay. I've got gun. It's called name a nightmare date for each player. Name a nightmare date.
Oh, nightmare date as in like something that each of one...
Like a terrible date.
Oh, so it's like a terrible date for each of you? Okay.
Right.
For Anuja, it would be if the person...
Wait, do we take names?
No, not
right.
Me. It's just like normally
we refer
what's
to
a
the
nightmare
person.
Date for her.
As in like what is the setting?
Okay,
for
okay,
somehow
okay.
I think for Anuja, nightmare date would be if the person takes you to like a dance club or something. Like a very loud place. Because Anuja is the kind of person who does not like loud places.
What are you
also,
doing?
Also, she's not into like dancing and stuff, so.
What are you talking about?
Wait, yeah.
Anuja is an extrovert. She likes loud stuff.
I like loud places. I like dancing. I like all of that.
Now you know why she rejected you, Anvi. You need to know a person before you.
I would hate to be taken out to an extremely boring candlelight dinner.
Okay.
No, but like, you know, if it was not funny. I mean, if it's a genuine conversation that's happening, plus jokes, it's happy, it's fun, that's cool. But I just do not like fancy places in general.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that is that. Okay. I apologize. It's still new, okay? So, and for Ayush, I don't know, man.
You can't figure it out for me.
What's a nightmare date for Ayush? Also, I'm assuming I'll have to cut a lot of this out. Just
I can tell.
Wait. Let me think. Just okay. So I figured it out. A nightmare date for Ayush would be a group date.
Shit! Right.
Yes, because I think Ayush likes the intimacy.
Shit! No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
well,
but
I do.
Just like I think
one
Ayush
to one
is the
person.
Kind of person like in a like romantic relationship he likes when it's just the both of them.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Nice.
So you know me.
Can you guys just, you know, it's not because it's not your dare, but like, do you guys want to try what my nightmare date would be?
I could
just
try.
For fun. Okay.
I could try.
So
too.
What Anvi said for me is what I think is May, for her.
See, that is where I went wrong. I maybe
you
the first
assumed.
One I pre- yes, I assumed because Anuja and I are like
very similar.
Very similar. So I thought maybe.
Maybe.
But then again, I don't know a lot about like your
romantic preferences. Okay.
Abhi. So
yes,
maybe that's
mostly
why.
Mostly because I'm not interested, Anvi.
Just stop. People can actually think I'm hitting on you.
Anvi's not hitting on me.
I'll try to. What for you?
Yes.
It would be something like someone gets you roses and chocolates in
oh,
a crowd.
Yes.
In,
oh
a crowd.
In a crowd.
Yes.
In a crowd.
Yes. Oh. Nightmare. No.
Oh my god.
No. Absolute no for me. Okay. Good. Chalo.
I wouldn't like roses, but if somebody got me like a card and chocolates.
That's fine.
Chocolates is fine. Card as in I prefer letters. But
I like a handwritten card.
A handwritten
right.
Something is fine. Roses or just
mostly
flowers in
like
general.
An inside
no.
Joke.
Yes.
I appreciate those
yes.
A lot.
Yes. Roses and just flowers in general, no. Don't, guys. If
people, we are open for relationships. Now you know our romantic preferences too.
Setting karwao. Listeners, please.
Please.
Okay. So anyway, moving on with... So today's topic I thought was... we were thinking. Today's topic we could pick up was phases we've gone through in life. In
yes.
Our 16 years of surviving...
Of
existing.
Game of life.
Of the game of life.
Wow.
Yes.
There's a lot
so,
of phases we've gone
yes,
through.
Yes, there's a lot of phases, so it's very hard to mention all of them, obviously. You know, we'll just pick up a few of them that were funny or like very stereotypical and a few of them that were like more just like life things
mm-hmm.
that happened that were longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first?
Anj. I'm not going first
I
this
don't
time.
Go.
Okay,
wait.
I'll go.
Okay,
I'll go. So, first phase in my life, do you want me to start with like a fun one or like a non-fun
whatever
one?
Whatever you want.
I'll tell you about the phase where I was emo. it's not exactly emo, but I was really into wearing tone jeans for a year, yes, I was around 12. And I used to go to this class where Anvi and I both used to go to, but that year she didn't come.
Yes, okay.
And I used to wear ripped jeans all the time to the point that I made like a joke like I'm poor and I just like have to wear because I was at one point I started getting insecure so I made my father buy me two pairs of regular jeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
A fun phase.
My fun phase would be as a guy I had the long hair phase. Everyone was like
wait,
long
you
hair.
Had long hair.
I had
we
shoulder
need
length
picture.
Hair.
We need pictures.
We need evidence.
I would hardly have.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wait, so if we're talking about like appearance phases, I had this one, like a very brief phase. I think it was like 5th or 6th grade where I was really into making two ponytails.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a phase.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a school thing. I mean, everyone
no,
in
we,
school.
No, we made two like two braids in school, two ponytails.
Okay.
Like
okay.
No,
I was also into like fountain ponytails.
Oh my god!
But back when I was very young and I had like the same length hair I have right now.
And we need proof.
I'm sure I have proof. Somewhere I'll have to go find it.
Okay.
We'll
leak those photos on the teenage account.
Yeah, we're leaking photos.
Oh yeah, it's talking about the teenage Instagram.
We're posting things
there. Yeah,
we're gonna start posting stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we said last week, but now we are gonna seriously do that.
Yeah.
We have content.
Are you paying attention to any of my buzzwords?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I didn't really pay attention.
Oh,
now.
Buzzword. Wait. Yes, that's a buzzword for Anuja.
Oh, crap. What
Anuja.
Was the buzzword?
Okay.
Is your buzzword.
With the okay, K.
With the...
No, it's
the
okay is your buzzword.
Right.
Oh my god.
Thank
you
god.
Pick a Jenga, pick a
please,
Jenga.
Come on.
Oh,
pick a tile,
okay,
sweetheart.
I'll pick a tile. Let's hope that I don't, like, make it fall.
Yeah, if... Don't make it fall, please.
Okay, no, let me just pick out the corner one. It's a dare. Do the can-can.
What's
the
can-can?
Exactly, what's
the
can-can?
What's
the
can-can?
Yeah, I'm going to do a Google search live on the podcast, what's
yes.
The can-can?
Oh, also, most probably we'll have this, I think we're doing this like part 1, part 2.
Huh. Yeah, like we have a lot of stuff to talk, so...
Because we do, we have a lot of stuff to talk and then we're doing this fun thing as well.
Yeah, I don't think you guys would be like 1 hour...
Before we get into the real bad stuff.
The can-can is a high-energy, physically demanding dance that became popular, a popular music hall dance in the 1840s, continuing its popularity, blah, blah, blah. It looks like... Oh my god, it's this...
Wow!
What did you sort of? It's you know that that dance where you stand in a line and just do high kicks. It's that dance.
Oh wait, but I don't think we'll be able to do that.
We're
in the recordings. At least just pick one more out.
One more?
Yes.
We can do.
We'll only accept the ones where we can do because we're still recording. We can't be too far away from the mic.
Your favorite fantasy? My favorite. Fantasy,
just like just fantasy in life, or like fantasy movie or book or something.
And I think my favorite fantasy would mean like a dream.
Right.
Oh, okay.
My favorite fantasy maybe like when I'm all grown up. I keep having this like recurring one where like when I'm grown up and like I'm earning my own money and I have this certain kind of an apartment that you see on TikTok really often. Like, I'm not on TikTok. Sorry, Reels. TikTok is banned in India. No Hindu chiri bye bye here, please. We are racist. No, we're not. Okay, so that aesthetic apartment that you see on like Reels sometimes, and like having like coffee in the mug. Ooh. And like having and wearing the jeans and the like something called a peasant blouse, and I'm the
wait,
best.
Boss one.
Wow.
Is it peasant? Yes, right. Peasant. Buzzword. Okay.
So you finish this fantasy and pick another
then
tile
we'll
now.
Then pick one more.
Okay.
So, first, speaking.
I'm not. So should I say peasant again? I'm saying peasant again. I'm gonna keep saying it.
Huh.
But this is just one. Anyways, wearing that particular outfit, so like that, and then having like a boyfriend.
Oh.
But when I'm grown up.
No, it's a very realistic fantasy.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's a good one. It's a very aesthetic one.
Yes. It's something to look forward to in life.
Reels influence my life. Okay,
I mean, don't influence
everything. Yeah.
You just
pick
like,
one more time.
One more.
Come, we need to, you know, trap Ayush into
which
saying
which famous person do you most look like? A Doraemon.
You're right. You Doraemon. No one's more famous than Doraemon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so coming back. Phases of life.
Yay.
Wow, what else do we have?
We, So,
do you guys want to shift on the, you know, childhood part where you were dumb?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Childhood phases.
No, and when we were, like, discussing the topic, Anvi was like, I'm just going to call a phase Anuja.
Oh, yes. So, a lot of my childhood is just Anuja.
It's but not me.
Yes, it is. Then why is it that the only, you know, like, friend post... I mean, I remember a few of my friends, but, like, the only one I remember... very
clearly
is you.
It's because you're looking at Doraemon.
No, because you've influenced a lot of things in my life and a lot of those things are good.
Okay.
Yes.
Bonding
sessions.
I
remember this one. I have a lot of memories of her, but like sometimes, you know, she says things abhi, which triggers certain things she said in the past to me.
Okay.
I remember because Anuja had this one phase. She was... This isn't about me. This is about me and as well as Anuja.
Uh-huh.
Anuja has this one phase where she was obsessed with Queen
Elizabeth the First. Yeah.
And she kept trying to, you know, get me to research and read about her and stuff. And then she also kept trying to get me into Harry Potter, which I never did. But then I read Harry Potter like three years back. And then I was like,
dude,
good shit.
And also, I would like to mention the Queen Elizabeth's phase was when I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was a psychopath when I was little. Yeah. So, anything more about your childhood phase? Anything more deep?
More deep? Okay, so it's not really a phase, but because, I mean, it's just... I had certain experiences with this one thing, and then let's just say I still love it. I'll forever love it. It is, so we used to go on these family trips, and you know, all of our family is obsessed with going to historical places like
mm-hmm.
palaces and
mm-hmm.
forts and stuff. And I mean, I still love going to
mm-hmm.
these places
mm-hmm.
like if any time, like which is why I was very adamant on going on
Lalbagh Palace
in Rajwada in Indore with Anuja, because Anuja really wanted to visit historical places. I'm like, dude, I'm the one person you need to take to historical places. So love historical places, love just history in general.
Yeah.
And I think that phase will forever continue. Like, I will forever be into ancient architecture and just how people lived in the past.
Then it won't be a phase. It's your life. It's, oh my god.
That's why I'm telling you. Certain phases influence the way your brain functions or how your life functions.
Right. Right. Wow, man. So cool. So cool.
I know.
Okay. Ayus.
Yeah. So I had this pretty cool phase where I was the cool kid back in second grade.
Calling himself the cool kid. Not at all narcissistic.
Not at all narcissistic. Thanks. Yeah, so back then I was really smart. I was a complete genius back then.
Wow, naming himself a complete genius.
I'll be narcissist because I knew the whole periodic table back in second grade.
Do you know it now?
I remember most of it, though not completely.
So you're not a genius after all.
I was a genius, that's what I said. Second grade.
Now he's just a dum-dum.
What the fuck?
Buzzword.
Is it fuck?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Expected it to be.
Do I pick from the top row? Just
wait, or do you want to finish your story and then pick up?
I'll finish the story. Yeah, so I was a complete genius, and like everyone would appreciate me, and I was on the top of the world. Like, I am the genius. Nobody can stand in front of me and be like, they are more smart or they're more intelligent than me. And that phase continued for a pretty long time, and that's why you know I have taken science now.
Okay.
Right. That's it.
Okay. So you also had like a similar thing. One phase of your life affected how your life's going, Abhi.
Yeah. I mean, I think childhood phases.
Childhood phases affect.
Yeah, childhood. A lot of people are really smart in their childhood. I mean, again, you're gonna be like, oh my god, she's so narcissistic. But I was.
No, I used to get good grades till fifth.
I was
after fifth
extremely smart as a kid.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You
Anuja
remember.
Was, yeah, I remember. Anuja was extremely smart in every, like, if you're talking about academics, every subject.
Academics,
she was very
smart. I was phenomenal at.
I agree.
Anvi knew me when I peaked as a human being. I was like very ambitious also. I was like, I'm gonna get like 95% plus all throughout school, then I'm gonna go to Harvard, then I'm gonna get out of Harvard and become a millionaire. It's a simple game plan. 95% Harvard, millionaire. It's so straightforward, people. I had a very ambitious, like, sort of a childhood, so that was my phase. But unfortunately, like Ayush, that ambition has not affected my life, like, to the date. I am not ambitious at all anymore. I have become a lot more realistic in the way I think. And also, I'm just dumb now. So, I'm a peasant. Oh, crap.
Okay, now Ayush has to pick up a tile and then Anuja has to pick up a tile.
Come on, Anvi, say something.
Say what? See, I thought I was going to be, because I know I say certain words a lot. But then, here I am with only one tile I have picked, and you guys are just...
This is my first tile, okay?
Yeah, okay.
If you could be anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
That's slightly
depressing. Narcissistic self is like
myself.
Oh my god. I don't need to like even talk anymore. Myself, Ayush the great. What else would I like to be?
Ayush
the
great.
Please give us a realistic answer.
Yes, please.
To like anyone dead or alive? Because I have someone I would die to be. If I could be. But I don't do reincarnations work.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, do they?
Nobody knows.
No, I don't believe in it. Okay, whatever.
Personal
this is not
beliefs.
A supernatural episode. This
right.
We can get into super
phases.
Oh yeah, we have planned for we'll get into that later.
Yes,
please.
Someone I'd like to be, who would I like to be? Right, so I doubt you guys like really know about him, but it's Genghis Khan, the Mongolian ruler from the 13th century.
The tyrant?
What?
Right.
Oh my god.
He like, I think he raided India and like broke.
No, he never raided India.
That was somebody else then?
That was somebody
else.
Yeah,
I mean, India was raided after like around 14th, 15th century.
Okay, but he was still like a menace.
Yeah, like he ruled almost all of Asia and half of Europe.
Now we know that you're a psychopath.
I mean,
He ruled over what?
I already know. 17%
of the land, 17% of the kingdoms back then. That's like too much of land and too many people.
Nice.
And yeah, he's known for like being too brutal and burning people alive and stuff. But
wow,
I still
so
like
yes.
to be him.
Yes,
I'm
a psychopath.
I am a psychopath.
Get some help.
I don't need help. I like to be a psychopath.
Wow.
Your
that is pretty clear. In this, Ari, you know, on Instagram, sometimes he sends me these weird reels. And I'm like, Ayush, get some help, please.
What weird reels are we talking about?
What weird reels? Reels related to staying up till 4.
That's
and,
not weird, Anvi.
Weird
reel.
Ari,
Anvi, get
this
your concepts clear.
Send me something weird.
Send
let
me also.
Let me give you receipts.
Yes.
Come, where is this guy? This friend, is everything okay? Me, I don't want to talk about it. Me, 5 seconds later, it all started when I was born. I'm like, what is this, man?
This is a good meme. This
is
not weird. We'll have to side with Ayush on this.
And we get your concepts clear.
Oh my god.
So sorry, bro.
F you people. Okay.
Right, now Anuja's turn to pick the tile.
Anuja's turn to pick
oh
the tile.
Oh my god, okay. And this custom one. Sing the hook of a song, Anvi.
Oh, yay!
Oh. It's you, isn't it?
It's me. I've written that.
No, I didn't write
you
that.
You wrote this?
Right.
What are you doing?
Wait. I don't have that bad of a handwriting. It's actually decent. You know what? It's decent.
It's not bad at all, man.
It's not
I
bad
have written in
sorry.
This ridiculous
decent.
Scribble on my tiles.
Okay,
what?
Please. Oh, I'm just gonna sing.
No, I'm just gonna
we're
gonna
have
like,
a concert now.
Yay!
On the podcast.
I think now,
you
now,
on the...
I think only Ayush is left who hasn't sung for us ever.
No, I sing theme songs all the time.
That's what I'm telling you, na? Ki Ayush is the only one who's left. So we'll have to have Ayush sing sometime.
I'm gonna sing a funny
either just
song.
For us or on the podcast.
Do you guys? I'm just gonna be like, Mera naam bhi sitare, misrarat se bhara,
badi mushkil mein, badi. Meri family nohara.
Come on baby, aao kar dance shuru. Zor se bole hum tum jhoome naacho. Dekho tumko hila do. Okay, is that, are you happy now?
We are very happy.
Okay, task complete.
My amazing singing skills are on the internet now. I'm very happy to know.
Wait, but I really don't get why we're talking about phases of life since we're just like, we haven't even entered life yet.
Yeah,
yes.
we're just having fun until now. We haven't entered
this
the deep
fun,
parts.
This is a fun episode.
Yeah, we'll get into the deep parts in the next episode.
Yeah, the next part of this.
Yeah, the same thing.
Series.
Maybe
almost.
We can pick up another topic as well in case.
If we want to.
Yeah, I mean like that's if we run out of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
So. What else do we have? You guys want to talk about what? What part?
No, I had this one phase where I was convinced that I can figure out information about anybody from anywhere. But anybody can do that. That's internet. So when I first downloaded Instagram, I would randomly try to search from people from my past. And I made a bucket list, Anvi's aware of this,
yes.
And I added an item, meet or contact a past person. And then I was very obsessed with like doing everything from when I was little. So I researched about Doraemon for like 3 or 4 hours and I know everything about Doraemon. That is when I found that website that has all the Hindi dubbed movies.
Okay.
Wow, I have a similar phase I'd like to talk about. There was this phase, 7th, 8th grade. I changed my house, my school, my city, almost everything. And I was getting very nostalgic about everything. So I went online and I researched every single cartoon that has ever existed. And
in
I like
your childhood, yeah.
Not the ones I have watched. Like there's a separate one for the ones I have watched, and there's a separate one of all the animated shows existed.
Oh.
So like since 1940s.
Oh. Nice.
So that's like some 2,500 something shows, and they have like complete details. I sat and wrote articles over like a couple months it took. but that somehow gave me satisfaction. And I would try to make friends. I'd go to everyone and be like, have you watched that cartoon back in your childhood? Have you watched that cartoon?
I just wanted to be included, man.
And yeah, that's it. So then that was like just passed on when I was like comfortable with the change later on.
Nice.
Yeah, I definitely had a Disney phase. Proper Disney phase. All the like Disney sitcoms.
Right.
They were fun, okay? They were fun.
Just
that they showed life in a way which is not realistic, but now I know that.
But
anyway.
But it's so fun.
But
to
it's
almost
still
imagine
fun.
That if
yes.
somebody could have a life like that.
Yes.
It's meant for the
also,
children.
Also, I
so.
Feel like for me, a lot of phases, quote unquote phases, in life have been people.
That's
because I always had like trouble making friends. I don't know why. It's like if I had, so all my life I have only had like two or three friends at a time.
Oh, so now you've peaked as a human being.
Yes, I have. I have so many friends now, and like I can like probably tell people, oh yeah, I have friends actually. Because before this, I only had like two or three friends at a time because obviously I was like, I can't manage this many people. And so a lot of them have been people. So I had this one person I remember. I still remember her name. I don't remember last name. Just she was like the first like, you know, good friend she was of mine. But then I think she moved away. Then I had one more friend and I think third and fourth. And then she moved away too. So I had a lot of friends just move away. So that's just sad. And I, you know, I try to find them on Instagram, but then I'm like, yeah, is it that person? Is it not that person? Also, then I'm afraid ki, you know, maybe we're different people now. Maybe we won't connect.
Yeah.
Right.
So then I'm like, it's not worth it. Let's not like,
ruin
it was
past.
It was good while it lasted. Now you have different people.
Now you
well.
Need to move on.
Yes.
Almost. So stalking people is a common theme among us. We're all psychopaths.
Dude,
right.
Everyone stalks people. Trust
yeah.
me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing is that when another phase of mine is very clearly associated to the fact that what school I was in. So there is this one chunk of my life where I was in Indus World School. And now that I've shifted to our school, our present school now. So that there's very, very clear distinction that I peaked.
Okay.
It's closed down. And so when I mentioned that
I was
in my old school that has closed down. When I said that I was revisiting everything from my past, I also visited my old school with my brother. And it's a long drive. It's like a 25-30 minute drive from my place. Man, it's hard to see it in like shambles, and you know, like the grass has grown up to waste. And you know, and the building's now completely like dusty. If we didn't go inside, we can't
that's
go inside
sad.
There's some government program going on
here.
So at least they're benefiting somebody, but you know, whatever.
So I've stayed in one school my entire life, so I really don't know.
Which is our school?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I shifted like 5 schools in the past 5 years.
Because
so.
You've shifted so many cities.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can't have like that nostalgia type of thing.
Yeah, I can have for the like first,
the
until
first...
6th grade, I was in the same school, 1st to 6th grade. So
okay.
That has like slight memories, but not really nostalgic thing.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just that, you know, you have lived in so many cities your entire life. So every time you think just like, if you think of childhood, there might be... You know, there's no one place that you associate childhood with.
Yeah,
I think I associate childhood with half of India, so that's...
Right. I mean, is that good? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, that's different.
You have varied experiences now. You know how different people work in different parts of
that's,
our country.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a charm to both things. Having comfort in, like, associating places in your memory and having, you know, such a comfort... from that place, and also not getting too attached to some place, to the fact that you feel hurt when it you know goes away or whatever.
It's your own experience.
Yeah,
and
it depends.
You're just
on
living
what you
with
prefer. I would prefer to have a place and feel sad about it.
Yeah, I mean, because places do remind us of memories, and for me, even like certain smells remind me of certain
of
people
course,
and memories.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. That's a very natural thing.
Which
it's
is because I usually remember people with. You know, they have some kind of perfume.
What's my smell, Advi?
I don't think we should talk about that. That's
not,
a very intimate topic.
It's not an intimate topic. You have to say I smell like my sunscreen. Sniff.
Yes, like, I think because Ayush has this one kind of perfume, a cologne, whatever deo thing you put on.
Okay.
Which, huh, I think because you've been putting that on since like a long time. Which is why I try not to change like the perfume sometimes, you know. Like the perfume I wear, I try not to change it because I usually associate people with the way they smell because smells bring back memories. Like, yeah.
Nice.
That's a good thing. Like, to associate and to be associated with a certain kind of smell.
You would also like
because
to be
even
associated.
Because, you know, when you're like out in the world somewhere, so if you're like 3,000 miles away from someone and you, you know, happen to stumble across that particular smell or that particular, either like, you know, something that this person loved, like even like a materialistic thing, you will think of them
of course,
and be like, oh, let me call this person up.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I just realized this guy texted me a couple of days back. He's like, how's your MUN going? And I was like, oh, dude, it's going good. And he's like, oh, you must be wondering how I'm texting you, like, out of the blue. He's like, because I was texting somebody else and it reminded me of you. It's like, bro.
I honestly love when people are like, reminded me of
you.
You
said, bro.
Wait, bro.
Pick up a time.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Wait, bro is my buzzword.
We were gonna trigger you to use bro a lot.
So you pick up a goddamn time.
Okay. I'm just let me explain. It's not, you know, I use bro. It's just embedded in my vocabulary now. Even when I don't mean to call someone bro, I just say bro.
You've said bro 6 times now. Do you mean you want? I will go lenient on you and make you pick one more time.
Why do I get these date questions, man? Now I've got name a dream date for each player. What is happening?
The universe
is
testing our bond.
Me something,
you
like,
know my dream. I think you can figure out.
But then dream dates we've already figured out. Now.
No, I think someone else.
The opposites. Are we discussed the opposites?
Right.
So
we know the.
Okay, so we know that what we dislike.
Guys,
so just
tell
like,
me my dream date. Come on, give me ideas.
I can give you your dream date. You go to one of those cafes that has books
cafes.
In it also.
Right.
And
with
aesthetic
lighting.
Indoor doesn't have it. So I was in Hyderabad like a few months ago. I was there visiting relatives. And they have like board game cafes.
We have them in Indoor also.
Want to record a podcast there one time?
I don't think people would appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't think people would appreciate. But let's just go to a board game cafe once. Oh my God.
Yeah,
yes.
Man. Dubai.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, but that would make it great.
And we know you so well and then you guess like
just
a dance,
so sorry,
dance
Anja,
place.
I apologize. I'm sorry. What can I do to make it up to you?
Buy me things.
Okay, I'll see.
Sponsor my rehab.
I am doing. Okay, I'll sponsor your rehab. Nice. Okay, so wait, I'll have to pick one more.
Yes.
Wait. Can I pick out a custom one?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You can if you want to.
Okay.
It's very limited of those, so we try to
sing the Doraemon theme song.
Wow.
That's Anuja. Wait, how does it start?
Zindagi
sawar lu ek nayi bahar lu duniya hi nahi wait ha duniya hi badal du main to pyara sa chamatkar hu main kisi ka sapna hu jo aaj ban chuka hu sach ab ye mera sapna hai ki sabke sapne sach main karu आसमां को छू लूं तितली बन उड़ूं या हेलीकॉप्टर मैं हूं एक उड़ता रोबोट डोरेमोन. Actually, I was supposed to sing it, but
it's fine.
We were harmonizing great. Nice, man. Nice. We've got a lot of musical things going on today.
So that amazing song brings us to the end of yet another episode of our Shitty Ass podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We will be continuing this amazing game of Jenga and childhood memories and phases
in the next episode. So that's going to be part two of this episode.
But
oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God, people, that's a treat for you peasants.
Do tell us.
Next episode.
Bye.
Wait. Also, people, tell us if you like this kind of pattern and want us to do more of the part episodes.
Yeah, if you guys want, we can do like part episodes and then play games and just keep talking at the same time.
Right.
Yes.
Because this has been super fun.
This has been great for us. Also, I would really like, you know, people to text me at the end of the episode. So if you've made it this far, for the people in the back, a shout out to you guys, number one.
Yes,
and number
you guys are
two, you guys are the OGs and the legends.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can text us with your favorite emo phase, like not your emo phase, your favorite phase. Could be your emo phase, could be your fata jeans phase, could be your narcissistic phase, anything. We would love
that. Could be your ponytail phase.
Could be a ponytail phase. So with that, we take your leave and peace out 2 times.